This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At its core, a library's mission is to make information available. And creative librarians may take full advantage of the fact that information doesn't only come in the form of words. We've been hearing this summer about the role of libraries in American life, and today NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on some of the more unusual ways libraries get people to walk through the door.
Public libraries have big mandates and limited resources, so to do more with less, they don't always go by the book. In upstate New York, for example, you can go fishing thanks to the library.
We have 8 poles.
Wendy Krause is the director of the Honeyoy Public Library near Rochester. It's one of a handful of branches in New York that lends out fishing poles. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation provides the poles, and the local Fish and Game Club gave the library funding for tackle boxes.
So that when a customer takes out a fishing pole, they get a little tackle box with some backup hooks and sinkers and that kind of thing.
Krause says you can buy bait at the gas station across the street. So how do fishing poles fit a public library's mission? Wendy Krause says their job is to inform and enlighten, but also to connect their patrons with their community. The Honeyoy Library is in the Finger Lakes region, where you can fish year-round. So this is a way for the library to speak directly to the people they serve, where they're serving them. Other libraries have tried to bring people in simply by offering them things they might need around the house, like toys, pots and pans, tools.
You can check out a human from some libraries. Check out a human.
Barbara Stripling is president of the American Library Association.
There are people in the community who say, I'm an expert at electronics or plumbing, and so put me in the catalog, and if somebody has a question that I can help answer, they can check me out.
Libraries that are loaning out people refer to them as human books. Sometimes they even leave off the word human and give them catalog numbers. Some libraries are affiliated with an international program called the Human Library, What's Your Prejudice? That tries to get people from different backgrounds and beliefs talking to each other. Amy Greer coordinated a Human Library event at the Providence Community Library in Rhode Island.
Public librarians have contact with all walks of life. So we created an application and we started approaching the people that we see every day.
Greer says they came up with a collection of 40 human books.
So we had refugee, we had woman with a face deformity, we had an ex-felon.
Over 200 people browsed the catalog and checked out human books.
And then they would go and sit down with that person for 20 minutes for a one-on-one conversation. They could renew one time if they wanted, so that could become a 40-minute conversation, and they would just have a dialogue.
Greer says it's just a different way for library patrons to have what could be a transformative experience. Instead of reading stories, they're hearing them from people in their community, firsthand, face-to-face. The Providence Community Library is planning another Human Library event next year. If it goes as well as the first one, Greer says they'll consider loaning out humans on a regular basis. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.